This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah is Hay. Allah is Al Hay, the one who never dies. And everything else, death is written for. It was not my plan to stand before you today under such circumstances. It was supposed to be a happier event, but Allah has plans. And whatever is the plan of Allah will be in effect. Auntie Naseem is a mother to all of us. The idea of me coming to Memphis was in her house. MIC's conception was in her house. The entire years that I was here, every few weeks in her house. And even now, when this event was being planned, subhanAllah, the plans were already set, what I was going to be doing. She called up my wife the day before this incident, excited, telling us the plans. You have to come and do this. You're going to be doing that. I don't have words to say. Wallahi, I don't have words to say. But this is where Iman is tested, and this is where our belief in Allah is manifested, and this is where the fruits of Qadr are demonstrated. Wallahi, what would we do without Qadr? What would we do without Allah Azza wa Jal being the Rabb? How would we keep our sanity? But since we know that Allah is our Mawla, قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا. Nothing happens except what Allah has decreed. He is our Mawla. Nothing happens except what Allah has want. Allah Azza wa Jal decrees, and we have to accept the decree. And we are sad, and our hearts are in grief, but we accept the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because in the end, it is Allah Azza wa Jal who owns. It is Allah who is Malik al-Mulk. It is Allah who is the Rabb. And He gifts us the people in our lives. He gifts us our parents, our children, our family, our friends. He gifts us our own lives to ourselves. And then when He desires to take it away, that is His right to take away. And no one has the right to challenge the will of Allah. And alhamdulillah, our iman comes and gives us solace and comfort. Our iman gives us so much comfort. Of the comforts that we have is that the deceased is in a better place than they are in right now. Is that all of the problems and the worries and the griefs and the sicknesses and the illnesses and the cancers and the blood pressure, all of it is gone. And they are in a better place now. All of the anxiety and the stress of life, it is all gone for the righteous, subhanAllah. They are in a much better place even as we grieve. They are in a much happier place, in a blissful place, Jannatin Na'im, even if they're not in Jannah right now. But we believe that they can see Jannah right now. We believe they smell the fragrances of Jannah right now. We believe that when they're lowered in the qabr, when they are lowered in the qabr, the righteous see the window to Jannah. And in that window, they are excited about Jannah. They're happy about Jannah. SubhanAllah. Our Naseem Aunty has passed on. But her legacy must live on. Her legacy of service to everybody. Stranger, student, somebody passing through the masjid. Genuine compassion and love. SubhanAllah, this one thing that really, really she demonstrated. You don't need to have a PhD in Islamic studies to benefit the world. You don't need to have a high level education to impact the people. You don't need to struggle and just compassion and kindness to all. Just genuine love and service. I cannot imagine Ramadan over here without her. I cannot imagine iftars. I cannot imagine any event except that her memories are there coming through despite her age, despite her sickness, all days long, all nights, volunteering, planning, walking here and there, rushing. She had more energy than I and all of us did. She had more energy despite the fact that she was double our age. She had 2 bypass surgeries still. Day and night, wallahi, I would be amazed throughout Ramadan every single day. She would come here at 3-4 o'clock, set up the entire tables back and forth. every single day, and her whole family. But her family knows she was in charge. She was in charge of this. Every day. Subhanallah. For what? What did she get in return? Did she get one penny? Did she get one paycheck? In fact, sometimes she would get criticisms, because obviously when you do stuff, people are going to get irritated and whatnot. Still, she continued. And over the course of almost 40 years, because she came to this community almost before when I was born, actually. 1977, I heard 76, she came here. Subhanallah, the mother of this entire community. We owe so much to her, so much to her. And this entire center, in my opinion, is a testament to her sacrifices. It's a testament to what she has done. And I just found out that the ghusl room of MIC, she just purchased the goods for it last week. And she purchased the stretcher last week. And she and obviously Iqbal uncle were setting up the ghusl room. And she did not realize that, in fact, she would be the first person to take advantage of the ghusl at MIC. But it is as if she even planned her own janazah, subhanAllah. It is as if she even took care of this, that you guys don't have to worry, I'll do everything myself, subhanAllah. And here we are all, and I don't think Memphis has seen or will see a larger janazah. We are all gathered here because of the love that she gave all of us unconditionally. Naseem Aunty has moved on, and one day we will all move on. But her legacy must live on, and her akhlaq and manners, her kindness and sweetness. She was the embodiment of simplicity and virtue, the embodiment of good akhlaq. This is what happens when you have nothing but good akhlaq. The entire community loves you. People of our faith, people outside our faith, people of our community, people of other communities, doesn't matter. She had a pure heart full of genuine love. Every time you visit her house, even though you're stuffed, why not? You have to eat. No, just eat something. Just that genuine, and you all know this, subhanAllah. Allah musta'an, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, al-baqa'u lillah, wa yabqa wajhu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram. I don't have much to say. The last few weeks and months, subhanAllah, one after the other, for me at least in my life, and here we have now somebody that I was so looking forward to this weekend, so looking forward to that. And I was told that she was also very excited, I'm coming. And it was Allah's Qadr, I happened to come 10 days ago. Allah's Qadr, I hadn't seen her for 3 years. And you all saw what happened on stage. You all saw impromptu, ultimate joy. And she would tell me, you might be Sheikh to other people, but to me, you're my son. To other people, you might be Sheikh Yasir. To me, you're my beta. You're my son. And I would say, Jihai, in Memphis, you are my ummi. Indeed, you're my ummi. And now, I don't have an ummi in Memphis anymore. Al-baqa'u lillah. Allah al-musta'an. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. It is not my place to dictate unto you what should be done this weekend, but may I humbly suggest that we proceed with what was planned, but with the modification that it is a memorial to Naseem Aunty. This is what she would have wanted. But this is my suggestion, and I leave it to the community and the board, that let us still have an event, but let us modify it. And let us make sure the event now is meant to commemorate. Frankly, there is nobody that is in her category in this entire city, and we all know that. She is in a category of her own. And this community, and especially this masjid, wallahi, we owe her that little much. We owe her all of the years of dedication and selflessness and service, the years, the decades of being right in the forefront, doing selfless, no shukr, no jaza, nothing, consistently just benefiting and bringing smiles, and strangers come in and students come in, and she's just helping them out. The least that we can give back to her is to actually commemorate what she has done. And I suggest that this weekend we have a ceremony, but not what was initially planned, modify it, and that ceremony should be a commemoration and a remembrance of the good that she has done. And she is to me the mother of MIC. She is the mother of this specific masjid, and she is all of our mothers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her with every khair and good. May Allah give her firdaus al-a'la for what she has done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant sabr to the family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow them to overcome this pain and grief. May Allah give Nasimanti a place far better and sweeter than any place she had in this world. May Allah remove from her every pain and suffering and gham and anxiety. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow her to gaze upon her place in Jannah and be anxious and eager to be in that place in Jannah. May Allah make her qabr a vast place, a wide place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow her to smell the fragrances of Jannah in her qabr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow her to see the good news of her children and grandchildren, because we learn in the hadith that the righteous see the updates of what is happening in this world. May she get those updates and feel a sense of happiness and a sense of accomplishment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her the highest places of firdaus al-a'la. Our Prophet told us that a person will be under the shade of their sadaqah on the day of judgment. I am confident, I pray to Allah, I hope that her shade will be so large and so vast that people will wonder, where is this coming from? How could this lady have such a large shade? But her sadaqah was so global, it was so universal. Her charity encompassed many decades and many tens of thousands of people. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows her to see the effects of that khair and barakah in our lives. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabb, we testify that we knew her to be a selfless lady, a loving lady, a compassionate lady. We testify that she continued to give and give and give, even though we don't understand physically how she gave, but she still gave. Ya Rabb, we testify as a community that she was indeed our mother and our caretaker. So Ya Rabb, we collectively ask you, we beg you, Ya Rabb, to forgive her sins, to exalt her ranks. We ask you, Ya Rabb, to give her the highest places of Jannah and to grant sabr to her husband, to grant sabr to her daughters, to grant sabr to her family and to her grandchildren, and to allow us to continue that legacy after she has moved on. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
فَيَا ذُلِّي وَيَا خَجَلِي إِذَا مَا قَالَ لِي رَبِّي أَمَا اسْتَحْيَيْتَهُ تَعْصِينِي وَلَا تَخْشَى مِنَ الْعَتَبِ وَتُخْفِي الذَّنْبَ عَنْ خَلْقِي وَتَأْبَى فِي الْهَوَى قُرْبِي فَتُبْ مِمَّا جَنَيْتَ عَسَى تَعُودُ إِلَى رِضَى